My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishneh Tzaharot. Today we are in the fourth chapter, Mishneh number 10. We're in the middle of a list about things that are a suffik and that we've declared are tahor, as opposed to the list before that, which was things that are a suffik and declared tummy. But we are going to, for this Mishneh, take a break from that list to disagree with our ruling in a previous Mishneh. In the previous Mishneh, we ruled that liquids impart tumah on a derabanan level. And that was part of our ruling. And Rabbi Yossi is going to take us on a detour just for a moment to disagree. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Safek Mashkin La'ochlin Tame La'kelim Tahor. According to Rabbi Yossi, when it's a case of Mashkin, let's say you have liquids and you're not sure if they're pure or impure, rather, you know that they're pure, I apologize, you're not sure if they touched your food or not, then we'd say, and this is a case of suffik, we say tame, because according to Rabbi Yossi, liquids touching foodstuffs is a problem de oraisa on a Torah level, the lakilim tahor, but kilim, he agrees, is only a problem midarabanan. So how does this play out? Ketzad, shtei chaviot, achat meah v'chat tahora. So you have two jars, two jugs, and one's filled with tahor water, and one's filled with tummy water. And then you go ahead, v'asa isa me'achat mehen, and you make dough using the water from one of them, but safik min hatmea asa, safik min hatehora asa. You don't remember if you used the impure one or the pure one, it's a total safik. Zehu, safik mashkin la'uchlin tamev la'kelim dahor. This is the rule, Rabbi Yossi's rule, that he just taught us earlier in his Mishnah. Safik mashkin, if you're not sure if the water touched the food, it's tame, and if you're not sure if it touched the kelim, then it is tahor. So, meaning to say that in the end of the day, that if this thing happened to you with the jars, according to Rabbi Yossi, that your challah would be tame. That's Mishneh number 10. Mishneh number 11, we're back on that list. We have three items from the list contained in this Mishneh. Let's knock them all out. Safik yadayim, litma, ulatame, velitaher. So you have a case of yadayim we know, or shniyot, midirabanan, that the rabbis declared that our hands are busybodies, and if we're not paying attention, then we don't remember what they've touched, where they are, and therefore they are tame on a rabbinic level. So whether it's litame, ulitame, litahar, whether the suffix is whether or not they imparted impurity, or the suffix is whether or not they acquired impurity, meaning in the first case that we knew, whether they are impure, and it's a suffix whether they imparted impurity, or whether they are pure, and a suffix if they acquired impurity, or it's a suffix whether or not we successfully were mitahar them, tahor. All those cases are tahor because we're starting out with the derabanan anyway. Safek reshut harabim, tahor. If you have a safek and it takes place in the public domain, so we declare that tahor. That is a concept that we've mentioned before, and we are going to explore at length in chapters 5 and 6. The entire nature of this kula of reshut harabim is a machlokas tanaim in the Tosefta and Tahor in the 6th chapter, the 10th Tosefta. Whether this has to do with Korban Pesach, or this has to do with our inability to really figure out what's going on in the Reshus HaRabim, but that's something we're going to talk about over there. Moving right along, Safek Divrei Sofrim. Do you have a Safek about anything that's on the level of Divrei Sofrim? Contested status that's somewhere between Dereis and Derabanan, or maybe it's closer to one than the other, not for us right now, but here we have a number of examples of things that were declared tamei midivrei sofrim. Achol ochlim tmeim, eating tamei foods makes you tamei midivrei sofrim. Shata mashkim tmeim, drinking tamei liquids makes you tamei midivrei sofrim. Ba rosho berubo b'maim she'uvin, putting your head and most of your body into water that was transported, meaning as opposed to mikvah water, which is there naturally. This is water that is transported by human hand. So if your entire head and most of your body enter such water, or shnaflu al rosho verubo shlosha lugin maim sheuvim, or whether not that you immersed yourself, but rather that this water fell on you three lugans worth. So in all those cases, if it was a case of suffik, you're not sure whether it was three lugan of water, or maybe it was 2.5. You're not sure if you drank the tame liquid or the tahor liquid. All these four cases, and any others, sveiko tahor, we consider this to be tahor, except aval davar shu av hatuma v'humidivrei sofrim. If you have a case of something that is an av hatuma, it's like the highest level of tuma, and it's humidivrei sofrim. So the example given by the Bartanur is dam tavusa, mixed blood. And this takes place in the private domain as a safek. So there we say sfeiko tame. The Bartanura notes that there is one exception, and that is safek beit hapras. That so we mentioned beit hapras is a field that's been entirely overturned, plowed over, but there may or may not have been a grave there. That's the safek, which means that we have no idea where the bones are, and the bones themselves are vehicles of tuma. But okay, so now you have a case that's a suffix, whether you came to this beit hapras, which itself is a suffix, so they were able to pile on two suffix, call it a sveika, and that is tahor. That is all for today. We will thank you for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.